Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Hundreds of thousands of people on MassHealth have a stake in a bill lawmakers on Beacon Hill are considering this week. The bill involves something known as MassHealth Estate Recovery. MassHealth is the state's Medicaid program. It provides health coverage mostly for people with low incomes. But once members die, MassHealth can collect money from their estates to pay itself back. It's an often overlooked provision that's been called Medicaid's dark secret. Catherine Lawless says she didn't know anything about it. Lawless's late mother, Eleanor, was impoverished and got health coverage through MassHealth for many years. Her health problems were profound.
She had two strokes, she had diabetes, she had anxiety and depression, five heart attacks.
Lawless says her mother went to the hospital in downtown Springfield at least once a month. She accompanied her mom and stayed with her as long as she could.
I would always wait until my mom got a hospital room so that I knew she wasn't just in the emergency room, and then I would have to walk home from the hospital anywhere from like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
She barely got to sleep before she had to wake up and get to school. Lawless lived with her mother and took care of her for almost a decade. In 2016, her mom died of a heart attack at the age of 67. It happened not long after the two moved into a small condo her mother had bought in West Springfield. Catherine was 23. She was still grieving her mother's death a few months later when she got another shock.
One day I went to just go check my mailbox and there was a letter.
The letter was from MassHealth to the attorney for her mother's estate. MassHealth was trying to recover some of what it had paid for her mom's health care, as if the coverage was a loan. And now the letter said the state wanted to collect.
It basically said, you owe us $36,000. We need it in one payment, one lump sum. And if you are unable to give us this money, there will be a lien placed on your home. It kind of, you know, felt very much like someone like coming to bust down my door and kind of just try to take things from me. So it was pretty scary, actually.
Scary, but legal. Here's the backstory. Medicaid is run by states, but receives federal funding and has to follow federal rules. Almost 30 years ago, the U.S. government mandated that state Medicaid programs recover money paid for nursing homes and other long-term care costs enrollees incurred after they turned 55. The money is collected from deceased members' estates. But Massachusetts casts a much wider net, filing claims against estates for every health benefit paid after members turned 55.
Medicaid estate recovery is for correctly paid benefits. That's part of what's so perverse about this. You're entitled to the benefit, but it's a loan.
Vicky Poulos is a senior health attorney at the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute. She says most people on MassHealth will not be subject to estate recovery. By law, Massachusetts can only recoup money from estates that have to go through probate court, and most Medicaid recipients have modest assets. The legislation now pending would scale back MassHealth estate recovery so it can only collect what the federal government mandates. Again, that's only costs for long-term care. Poulos believes estate recovery is punitive.
It penalizes poor people for doing just what the state of Massachusetts wants them to do, which is enroll in affordable coverage.
The state's Executive Office of Health and Human Services would not tell us why MassHealth goes further than the federal requirement. One of the sponsors of the current legislation, State Senator Joe Comerford of Northampton, says estate recovery should be totally eliminated. Comerford calls it an unjust estate tax on the very poor. MassHealth says until recently, it collected about $40 million a year from the estates of deceased recipients. About half that money went to pay back the federal Medicaid program. The state kept the rest, netting about $20 million annually. Last year, MassHealth implemented reforms under pressure from members and advocates. As a result, it filed fewer estate recovery claims. But attorney Vicky Poulos thinks the payoff is not worth the angst the state is causing.
They're only anticipating raising $8 million in net revenue going forward.
And what does that tell you, $8 million?
That's not very much. 2 million people are enrolled in MassHealth. Its budget is billions of dollars.
So it says that they're going after people and reaping
very little reward. The MassHealth estate recovery, Medicaid estate recovery generally nationwide, is a high-paying, low-return activity.
The pain Poulos is talking about is financial and emotional. Charlie Carr is very much alive. He and his wife raised a family at their home in Methuen, and he's had to be on Medicaid most of his life.
When I was 14, I took a bus from Everett to Revere Beach to join my friends who were swimming and dove off the wall, and the water was too shallow. So I had an immediate spinal cord injury that left me paralyzed from my shoulders down.
Carr is about to turn 69. He's on a MassHealth program for people with disabilities. It pays for his personal care attendance, some of his medical equipment, and some prescriptions. Carr does everything the program requires. It says he has to work. He was a state rehabilitation commissioner and now works in disability advocacy and policy. He's required to pay MassHealth a premium, more than $400 a month, and he has to have private insurance to cover the rest. Carr says he's haunted by the knowledge that when he and his wife die, MassHealth can go after his estate. He contacted MassHealth to find out how much of a tab he's run up.
And I am just shy of $500,000.
That's what your estate would owe.
My estate would owe just shy. I'm sure it's over $500,000 now.
And so the meter is still running because
Absolutely.
You're going to use more services, so that amount is only going to rise?
It's only going to rise. It goes beyond the draconian sort of punitive money aspect, and it gets into how it messes with people's minds.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I worry. I've got two adult children, and I've got two grandchildren. You know, we don't live a lavish lifestyle. I mean, you're sitting in a middle-class home that we paid for, and I just worry that I'm going to lose everything. I want to give this house to my children.
Lawmakers want estate recovery for people with disabilities to end, so the proposed change in state law could help Carr. Even so, he's working with attorneys to set up a trust that might protect his assets.
But how many people who are on Medicaid can afford to go to an attorney to develop a trust, which is $3,000 to $5,000?
Attorney Clarence Richardson says not a lot of families.
I think this is a contributing factor to the wealth gap. In Massachusetts, is the estate recovery program and the way it's currently implemented.
Richardson directs the Massachusetts chapter of the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys. He says for heirs to pay estate recovery claims, many of them are forced to sell or borrow against homes left to them by loved ones who are on MassHealth.
It's challenging because that equity in their home is really the only thing that they have to pass down to those future generations. And so if that is the only wealth that you have, there's no way to sort of build that generational wealth.
Catherine Lawless in West Springfield says to pay MassHealth back, she may be forced to sell the condo she and her mother lived in, the one she still lives in. The state put a lien on the condo. Lawless says she found out too late that she could have disputed the claim. And she says the MassHealth representative she spoke with seemed to disregard the fact that Lawless lived with her mother and took care of her mother for nearly a decade.
It definitely felt like a slap in the face. Like, they basically were like, you didn't actually take care of her for that long. It felt like callous. They know that I took care of her on that level and that I do deserve this house. And yet, they're able to make my life hell since 2016, essentially.
The claim was reduced to $26,000 as a result of a larger legal case against MassHealth. Lawless is working with an attorney who's arguing she should get a hardship waiver based on her disability. Lawless suffers from anxiety and depression, just as her mother did. And she has a chronic, debilitating physical illness. So, like her mother, she can't work, and she's on MassHealth. She hopes lawmakers rein in estate recovery. Lawless says she doesn't want to leave anyone she loves having to pay back the state for her health care. If Beacon Hill does want to rein in estate recovery this session, it has until Sunday night to act.